Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Critical Role Quiet Time Plays in the Achievement of Our Goals. In today's fast-paced electronic world, the need for quiet time has never been more crucial. The number of interruptions and resulting stress from text, calls, emails, and social sites has increased. And of course, as if we all don't have enough already going on, we have an endless supply of addictive options at our fingertip to fill our heads with chatter. If you want to advance your life forward, it is absolutely critical that you block out time to turn off the noise so that you can think and process information in silence. You've heard it before, but it's worth memorizing. Jim Rohn said, "Success comes from a series of good decisions made over time, while failure comes from a series of poor decisions made over time." After more than 15 years of thinking about this statement and watching it play out in the lives of people I know, I am convinced that our lives are a mirror image of our decisions. If you want to make sensible life planning decisions, the kind of decisions that allow you to move ahead in life, you need quiet time to think and process the things going on in your life. I assume that you want to build a stronger relationship with your spouse or significant other, that you want to be a more understanding parent, that you want to enjoy a successful career, and that you want to make enough money to stay out of debt and enjoy the good things life has to offer. Am I right? If these things are really important to you, then ask yourself, how much time have I spent over the last month quietly thinking, how can I manage my money more efficiently? How can I increase my market value? What would I like to accomplish over the next year? How can I fulfill the needs and desires of my spouse or significant other? How can I improve the connection with my children or friends? Was the time you spent thinking about each of these congruent with their level of importance in your life? Yes or no? If your answer is no, then think about how much time you've spent in the last month with each of these activities: listening to music or the radio, watching TV, checking out social sites, reading books unrelated to your goals, and surfing the web. Think about this. How can you say something is important, but yet not allocate time to think about it and make thoughtful decisions as to how you can improve that area of your life? If achieving your goals is really important, then you must make it a priority to block out time, to sit in silence and process what's going on in your life and make good course-correcting decisions.